Support for this podcast is provided by Paradox, the conversational AI company helping global talent acquisition teams at Unilever, McDonald's, and CVS Health get recruiting work done faster. Let's face it, talent acquisition is full of boring administrative tasks that drag the hiring process down and create frustrating experiences for everyone. Paradox's AI assistant, Olivia, is shaking up that paradigm, automating things like applicant screening, interview scheduling, and candidate Q&A, so recruiters can spend more time with people, not software. Curious how Olivia can work for your team? Then visit paradox.ai to learn more.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 431 of the Recruiting Future podcast. The challenges of 2022 are causing many organisations to think very differently about talent. The employers who are getting it right are looking holistically at talent acquisition, development, retention, and attrition to create the opportunity to build a talent-dense organisation. So, what does that look like in practice, and how can your company get there? My guest this week is Taylor Rower, Director of Talent at Wistia. Wistia is a growing technology company with an incredible culture and a big focus on talent density. They also use video as their superpower to showcase their unique employer brand. Hi, Taylor, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Matt. It's great to be here. I'm a huge fan, so I've been really excited to join you for this conversation today.
Well, that's great to hear, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Could you just start off by introducing yourself and telling everyone what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Taylor Rower. I'm the director of talent at Wistia, which is a video software company, a video marketing software company based in Cambridge. And I basically head all things hiring at Wistia. We've been growing quite a bit, especially since the pandemic. So it's been a really exciting time.
Fantastic stuff. Now, all kinds of things that we're going to talk about, in particular, a lot of them around what makes Wistia quite a unique place to work. Just to give us a bit of background before we start, could you tell everyone a little bit more about Wistia and its story? Because it is such an interesting company.
Yeah. So Wistia, to be honest with you, is such a hidden gem in the Boston startup ecosystem. We're unique in so many ways, but we've actually been around for 16 years now, and we've stayed pretty lean. We're currently at about 177 employees, and as recently as 2 years ago, we were only around 100. So I think what's really different and special about Wistia is that Chris and Brendan, our co-founders, bought the company back from investors about 5 or 6 years ago. And so in the time since, we've chosen to be profitable. We haven't operated to double in size year over year at growth at all costs type of workflow. And so that's really enabled us to be super intentional about the products we're building and the teams that we're building. And Chris and Brendan really have been able to lead with their values first. So this has been really just an amazing experiment for me to lean into building a people first company that has really resulted in a really solid business. And we couldn't be more excited about the path ahead.
Fantastic. And tell us a little bit about the recruiting challenges that you have.
Yeah, you know, I think I've come to see what a lot of folks call as a sort of a catch-all, the great resignation. I've come to see it as sort of three phases of a pandemic talent market. And so I think, you know, in that first phase, there was a lot of fear and uncertainty with a bunch of layoffs. And so that really defined the first phase. A lot of companies were shutting down, people were off work, and they just had time away to think and digest. And then in the second phase, really, we saw candidates really putting what was most important to them first in terms of meaningful work, a great company culture. And that is what I would say defined the second phase. And we're now in this third phase, which I would define with cash and compromise. In other words, a lot of the companies that don't necessarily have a great peachy environment have been throwing a ton of cash at candidates, which is really great, I think, for the talent market from the candidate's perspective. but we've seen a lot of candidates really feeling like they're compromising between a great culture or an insane cash offer. And so I think, I wanted to lay that out because we've actually done really well hiring throughout all three phases at Wistia. We were very fortunate that we've chosen to operate profitably before the pandemic, which gave us a good runway and it ended up being a great time for video. And so we didn't have to freeze hiring or do a single layoff, which we were super fortunate about. But really what's most important is we've had this culture at Wistia that people are seeking right now. And so we're one of those companies that people are going to for the most part and not from. And so we fared really well. I'd say, honestly, our biggest challenge right now in this current phase is equipping our new hires with MacBooks. It's a little bit of a new tech desert out there with supply chain issues. And so that's been the biggest challenge is we're hiring full speed ahead.
Fantastic. And if that's your biggest challenge, I think that illustrates how well you're doing. You talked about building a people-centric business and the unique culture and all those kind of things. Bring that to life for us a little bit. Talk about your employer brand and your employee experience.
Yeah, definitely. So another reason why we've been really fortunate through this remote and hybrid world is that obviously video is our superpower. Not just the software we build, but we have a phenomenal video team. And really what they put out is just purely authentic representation of our culture. A lot of the shows we've produced and the videos that we've made feature Wistian employees, and they really imbue that quirky, fun, authentic culture that we have at Wistia. And so interestingly, what's exciting for marketers watching our video, they get really excited because we're marketing in creative ways that they want to be marketing, but they might not have the creative agency to do so. But what works with our customers really works with our candidates too, because it's just honest. And I think folks find what they get excited about in the videos they're seeing, they really perceive as true throughout our interview process and through onboarding. So to me, that's what has really stood out for us. But, you know, it's really hard to truly put people first when, you know, you need to grow at all costs. And so I think there's a lot of good companies out there, but doubling in size year over year is just a pretty chaotic experience for everyone. And it's kind of hard to maintain a positive experience for everyone on your team. So we've definitely benefited from growing more at like a 30% pace year over year. You know, we've been able to really exploit our unlimited vacation policy for folks, especially through this time. And most people on our team take 4 to 6 weeks off a year, which might be more familiar to European listeners, but in America, that's quite a bit. And really, you know, we also even have shut the company down through some pretty traumatic times over the past 2 years. And so I've been so proud of how this company has put our people first. And we really haven't suffered from that. I think a lot of companies are scared to do things like that because they think it'll hurt the business. But we've actually seen the opposite. We've seen our team super engaged and excited and grateful to be here.
I think what's really interesting is I first came across Wistia, I can't even remember now. It was quite a few years ago, but was immediately struck by the videos and the marketing that you do. And I think unless you've seen it, it's actually quite difficult to appreciate how powerful it is. So obviously we're in the medium of audio here rather than video, but tell us a little bit about your favorite videos or the kind of things that you do so people can get a bit of a sense of the sort of marketing that you put out there.
Oh gosh, where do I start? There's so many examples. So we do a state of video report every year that a lot of video and marketing nerds get excited about. And this year, our launch video was particularly creative. It kind of felt like, you know, an extraterrestrial delivering the report from Mars, maybe. So that was a lot of fun. I recommend you go check that out. But on an even bigger scale, we actually produced our own animated series. And we hired professional voice actors for the series. We created the characters in-house, and that was called Gear Squad. But it's really reminiscent of some, you know, those cartoons from the late 90s, early 2000s. And that was just kind of a really big bet and experiment that no one else would do. And I think marketers are just kind of excited about those kind of risks and creative bets that we are able to take as a team. But definitely recommend anyone listening, go check out Wistia.com/series, and you'll see a whole host of really interesting shows. We have a docuseries that won a Webby Award that explored the difference between a $1,000 budget and a $100,000 budget. for a marketing campaign, and then all the way up to Gear Squad, which is an animated series with some really relatable characters.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. I love that marketing budget one. That was so good. And a lot of these videos, they just star your own staff, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of them do, our series and our videos alike. You know, Gear Squad is one that really we hired voice actors for. But yeah, our videos really do star our employees, our team, and also industry professionals who believe in what we're doing and you know, have an opportunity to share some of their expertise in more of our docuseries.
Now, you're obviously a growing team, but still quite a small team. The background to all of this is the Great Resignation. So, you know, one of the things that is causing companies to put more time and effort into hiring is that they struggle to keep staff. How does your organization work in terms of turnover and retention, and kind of what are your sort of views on what makes for a great business in that respect?
Yeah, this is a big question. And you know, at Wistia personally, we've had actually a fairly normal attrition rate throughout the pandemic. It hasn't really spiked in any scary ways for us. And again, I think that just speaks to the way that we've cared for our employees and that people feel really valued here. And also, we've been able to work really well together remotely, given we were a fully in-person company before the pandemic. So we've had a pretty you know, reasonable attrition rate through the pandemic. And the things that I actually look at on our team in particular is, why are people leaving, and what terms are they leaving on, and where are they going? Because when people are, you know, really sad to go, but just very excited for a growth opportunity that just wasn't available here, that's actually a really good thing. And we really celebrate that as a team. So that really has been the nature of most of our departures. We've had a few folks that have been here for 6 to 8 years depart in the past couple years. But in most cases, people are growing. And so I think when we talk about retention, I think first we need to accept this truth from a candidate's perspective, that gone are the days where an employee might join your company and make your company mission their life mission, and they may be planning to spend the rest of their career there. Today, someone early in their career really needs to see themselves as a startup. And any startup is prioritizing, they're customer obsessed. They're prioritizing product development and financial growth. And the same is true for any early career professional. So when you sign that full-time W-2 at-will employment, you're really signing on with a client to add value to their business. Just like any company, you know, some customers might push your business forward and other customers might hold you back. And so we've seen that really the people who grow fastest in their career are the ones who are moving around early on in their career, because as soon as they get comfortable and they reach a ceiling of growth, they're looking for what comes next, and that often is elsewhere. I think that's important for us to accept that truth, because companies still tend to talk about retention in terms, to me, that kind of feel like, how do we trap people here long term? You know, and I think really for any healthy business, a certain amount of attrition is a good thing. I think retention metrics, performance metrics, and hiring metrics all should play a role in how you're looking at the health of your business. But really, I think the most important priority is actually talent density. And so really getting performance right, making sure that you're just as aggressive in growing your current team as you are in hiring external employees, especially those high performers, all that feeds into becoming a business that's good to be from. And it's a business that fosters growth without trying to trap folks long term. And so when I think about retention and strategy there, that's what I'm prioritizing. You know, I also think that it goes a long way in terms of just engagement and the way folks feel plugged in and excited about the work that they're doing.
A quick message from our sponsor, Wonolo. Hi, everyone. I want to tell you about Wonolo. That's Wonolo. Wonolo stands for Work Now Locally. Wonolo enables businesses to find quality workers for on-demand, seasonal, short-term, and long-term work. Ditch the bulky paperwork and interview process, and use Wonolo to find quality workers fast, and get work done even faster. With flexible workers and no platform fees, you can save on operating costs, meet demand, and maximize earnings with ease. Winolo is available in over 100 markets, including Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, and Seattle. Get workers who are ready to work and spend less time finding them with Winolo. Go to www.winolo.com/pod. That's www.winolo.com/pod and take the stress out of finding workers.
One of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about were your company values, because I think you kind of showcased those in a really interesting way on your career site. And I'm just interested in terms of how those values kind of relate to your employee value proposition and how you use them to market the company to new hires.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, one thing I noticed when I joined Wistia was we only had four values at the time. And it was very, very clear to me how those values could aid in making decisions. You know, we valued simplicity, presentation, long-term company thinking, and creativity. And that really did define how we worked as a team. And it still does, actually. But we recently updated our values because we're also changing and growing as a business. And so in this time where, you know, the landscape for video has been changing, and growing much faster than ever before, video in business. You know, there's also been a real change in the way marketers are seeing video and what they need from a video platform. And so we've, over the past year, really been growing our team and orienting around a team that can build many things at once. And that's changed the way that information flows and the way that our team is structured. And it's also changed the way that we work a little bit in terms of how we need to operate a little bit more as a growth company, even though we're still not necessarily rapid growth. We still have those same people first values. There's just a huge opportunity for us right now. And so I'm really proud of how we've done that. And everyone's super engaged and aligned on a much bigger strategic vision than we've ever had. And so actually updating our values felt important to us in terms of staying outcome oriented, centering the customer, remaining nimble and creative, et cetera.
You mentioned earlier in the conversation that, you know, how the pandemic had affected the way that you work. You'd been an in-person company, and now you're kind of, you had to work remotely. What are the sort of long-term impacts in terms of how the pandemic is sort of creating lasting change in the way that you work?
So, you know, as you know, we've always had this really special, creative, thoughtful, and kind culture at Wistia. And before the pandemic, it was mostly in person in the sense that most of our team was based in the Boston area and commutable distance into the office. But even then, we had a very flexible, outcome-oriented culture. In other words, most people worked 2 or 3 days in the office. And so when we did go fully remote, we had that remote collaboration infrastructure already in place, and it wasn't unfamiliar for folks. And what we found was actually all the close relationships that were built in person carried through for a very long time through that fully remote period of the pandemic. And I think the biggest challenge became, you know, the difference in experience for folks starting in the pandemic against folks who had a chance to build those relationships before going remote. But we were really pleasantly surprised at how this team was almost able to be more creative in a virtual medium. Our all-hands meetings were almost even more funny and entertaining in some ways. And we remained actually really productive as a team. And so I think the biggest thing that's changed in a positive way is that it's much easier to be remote on this team because every decision happens in a Zoom room. And so I think that's really benefited our remote employees. We've grown now, I think about 30% of our company is out of state since the pandemic. But it also makes us more intentional about how we run meetings and how we make decisions. So I think that's actually been a really positive benefit for us. We're really excited now to have this hybrid world where we can fly folks into the office and we can sort of get the best of both worlds in terms of relationship building. And then from a hiring perspective, I think the biggest thing that's changed is we never would have thought of interviewing fully remote. I think there's just so much that we thought we would have lost from the human element of doing so. And before the pandemic, there was such a stark contrast between a candidate walking into Wayfair or HubSpot, you know, a huge buzzing open layout office, and then coming into our small big window natural brick Wistia office. You know, it was just a very different experience, and that benefited us. But then when we went remote, everyone saw us through the same Zoom screen as other companies. So we've adapted to really lean into our superpower, which is video and sharing our culture. But also, we've been able to be so much more efficient in terms of how we hire. We not only don't have to worry about asking a candidate to come in and find parking, take a day off work, which made interviewing that much more stressful, so we can interview more frequently, but we're also introducing tools that help us interview smarter as well. We use a tool called Pillar that helps us record every interview, which might sound a little micromanagey and big brothery, but it's actually been insanely valuable for our interviewers and our hiring managers. And it's allowed us not only to check for bias, but it also allows interviewers to look back when they're filling out their scorecard if they forgot something that happened. And it's allowed us really to coach and develop our interviewers as well, which is not something we had an opportunity to do before. You know, that's such an important skill as you grow and develop in your career.
So obviously, the power of video in telling business stories is absolutely amazing, and something that your entire organization is basically built on. And as you say, video is your superpower. It's kind of very much in your DNA. I know there'll be lots of people listening who want to get better at video in their employment branding and their recruitment marketing. Other than joining Wistia and having all the available video resource you can imagine, what would your advice be to them to get more out of the video that they're doing?
Yeah, I think companies still are hesitant to listen to their marketing team. You know, I hear and we hear from marketers all the time that want to do video, but, you know, maybe finance is afraid to invest in it because they don't see the value in it. And I think it's a great time to be a video producer who's interested in a career in tech, because there are more job openings in that field than ever. And I think that's an amazing thing. I think every good brand should have a video team, not just one person, but a team that's producing video for their customers and for their team internally, especially remote first companies. And so, but if you're too small or you're scared to make that leap of full-time hire, then you should definitely think about what pieces of information are most important for you to communicate in a human way. Identify those bits, and then invest in informative videos that you can leverage a year, 2 years into the future. And you'll find you'll get a ton of value out of that. And the reason I say that is because especially HR teams, you know, probably are not thinking about how they could use video at all, right? But there's only so much you can communicate in a Google Doc or, you know, a PDF that gets lost in an inbox. Just like any message that you need to get across, people are far more likely to retain information when they're actually engaged in how they're receiving it. And video goes so far to accomplish that. So I think it's really something that, you know, it should be clear now, 2 years into the pandemic, that video is important, not just for marketing, but also for keeping your teams engaged and communicating information internally. But for those companies that are still hesitating, I definitely encourage folks to hire some consultants for a specific project. You know, listen to their marketing team when their marketing team says, we need to invest in this video. And then also acquire some really awesome software that's pretty affordable, like Wistia.
Of course, absolutely. Absolutely. Highly, highly recommended. So final question, just interested in your views on what the future might look like. I suppose two parts to this, you know, what does the future look like for Wistia? And what do you think the future looks like for work, for talent acquisition?
Yeah, it's a really uncertain, but also exciting time. And I think we've come to call every decade a defining decade, maybe since, I don't know, as long as I can remember. But this really does feel like a defining decade in terms of, at least in America, in terms of how we see work in our culture. It's always been common in America for companies to only offer 2 weeks of vacation, just for example. You know, I think the tech industry is one that really started to break that pattern. You know, we all know about Google's amazing culture and Netflix and their viral culture deck. And I think part of that is because tech is an industry, obviously, that has such insane scalability and margins that allows them to invest more in their people, right? And so I do feel a sense of altruism and being part of this shift in work culture, because I see in the next 10 years, almost every industry becoming a tech industry in some way, from healthcare, insurance, finance, education, you name it. And so I really see an opportunity for change to trickle down into all kinds of different sectors. You know, in terms of competing for talent, folks have always looked to tech companies to acquire the best talent and to see what they're doing to attract and retain those folks. But really, as work becomes more technical and we have more software to do some rote activities, it's also becoming more human. And I really think the companies that are leaning into the human element of the work that they're doing and the teams that they're building, especially right now, those are companies that will win the decade. And, you know, we tend to fear AI and robots taking our jobs, but it also tends to create jobs that we just can't see and predict. And so I'm really optimistic that actually, you know, as certain things can be done automatically, actually the work that we are doing as a team becomes more human. And if we can leverage that in a way that's meaningful and integrates with our lives in a healthy way, I do see a future where a good culture is even more competitive, and it's almost a requirement.
Taylor, thank you very much for talking to me.
Matt, thanks so much. This has been a blast, and it's been such a pleasure to meet you.
You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. Please also follow the show on Instagram. You can find us by searching for Recruiting Future. You can search all the past episodes at recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list to get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.